logical solutions for it, but I can tell you one thing that is not a solution, and that is being a political scientist in the Trump era. It seemed like a much safer career strategy in the Obama years. And as the first person in my family to go to grad school, I felt like I knew things for so long. And now I'm basically just curled up in a ball, texting my shrink for more Xanax and hate tweeting the president while clutching a bottle of bourbon. It's really glamorous way to spend my PhD. A lot of people like to blame Republicans, and I'm good with that. I like to join in that chorus. But I mostly like to blame REM, because they led us to believe that the end of the world would be a lot more fun. And I feel fine. Look, when I look at the news about North Korea and nuclear war, I don't feel fine. When I'm looking at the news about collusion in Russia, I don't feel fine. People on Fox seem to be fine, but they're busy basically making self-parody great again, and you know, good for them. I like to shit talk about like Sean Hannity and other folks on Fox, but there is someone who I do think deserves more credit than he gets, and that person is Tucker Carlson. Now, hear me out. Oh, Tucker Carlson fan, wow, I did not expect that in Manhattan. Hear me out, here's the reason. He spent a lot of time managing to tie a bow tie without opposable thumbs. And that is not easy. That shows at least a work ethic. Sometimes it feels like the only way to get Republicans to leave our reproductive systems alone is to incorporate them. I mean, like, they spend so much time deregulating the financial industry, polluters, guns, but then they want to shrink government so it's just small enough to fit in our uteruses in the name of limited government. So I got this idea. Ladies, let's incorporate our uteruses. I Googled this, can you incorporate yourself? And it turns out you can incorporate yourself. And if you're the sole proprietor, and it stands to reason, if you can incorporate yourself, you can incorporate a subset of yourself. Well, my uterus is a subset of me, and I am its sole proprietor, so I think I'm gonna sell out and just go corporate. I mean, come on, ladies, let's go corporate and get rid of this regulation, excessive regulation, government entanglement out of our bodies. The other reason I'm really excited to go corporate is that in the post-Citizens United world, my uterus corporation is going to have so much rights to free speech that Republicans are going to be so keen on supporting. And believe me, my uterus has shit to say about this president. Sometimes when I want to get away from watching the world implode in real time on Twitter, I try to go out. But the problem is I'm a bit of a magnet for Trump supporters, even in blue cities. And most recently I went out, and this Trumpster came up to me, and apropos of nothing, said, "Sex is like pizza. Even when it's bad, it's good." And I was like, are you basically saying you're the Papa John's of sex? I mean, I guess it's better than being the Little Caesars of sex. But it seems like there are better ways to lead things off with the ladies. And then he starts talking about fluid exchange. And I was like, I'm wearing a pussy hat. You voted for Trump. The only fluid exchange that's happening between us is your blood on my hands. And I think you're going to find that a bit suboptimal. So I know this is going to really fucking shock you guys, but I'm single. But I have cats, though, so it's good. I'm not fulfilling any stereotypes whatsoever. Liberal, cat lady, single. I'm trying to get back out there with online dating again, but I had a really rude introduction to Tinder, and I mean like rude introduction by Tinder standards. So I'd just gotten out of a serious relationship, and some of my friends were like, you should try Tinder, and I was like, that sounds like a terrible idea, but as my shrink can attest to, I make a lot of bad decisions. So I made a profile, and I start swiping through, more left than right, but, you know, that's how it is. And then a few minutes later, I found my shrink. There's a fucking dream come true. Found my shrink on Tinder. Anyone envious? I mean, I didn't know how to swipe. I mean, I was like, do I go left? Do I go right? I looked at the bartender. I was like, hey, what's the protocol when you find your drink on Tinder? And he's like, girl, I don't think there's any protocol for that. I mean, we don't have any established etiquette in this scenario. I mean, you know, if we both swipe right, Do I, you know, do and we both go on the date? Do I get the copay waived? I mean, maybe I should have read the new patient paperwork. And I swiped right, and he didn't. And I was like, what the fuck? This is bringing on lots of insecurities that I now have to process in therapy. This is great. And the good thing about this is that we didn't talk about this, saving me some awkwardness, but I would always know that our therapeutic relationship began with an act of rejection. I'm Miranda Yaver. Thank you.